Kinetics sperm FCR binding assay accurately predicts the success of day 5 blastocysts. For over 75 years, the semen analysis has consisted of only descriptive characteristics, like ejaculate volume and sperm density, motility, and morphology. However, these parameters correlate poorly with the functional competence of sperm. For example, the ability to produce good day 5 blastocysts following IVF ICSI. We have now developed an assay that identifies time-based changes in expression patterns of a sperm ligand associated with fertility. Sedor and colleagues in 1993 previously reported that infertility was associated with ejaculates containing less of this ligand, termed functional FCR, a ligand that binds the FC regions of antibodies. The temporal expression patterns of sperm FCR actually define short-lived groups of capacitating sperm, which arise, mature, and senesce. In a prospective study, the association between scores in the FCR binding assay, known as kinetics, and ICSI outcomes were determined. For this assay, 5 microliter aliquots of semen were removed at 30-minute intervals following ejaculation, and the changing proportion of sperm expressing FCR over time was measured. Based on this metric, ejaculates were classified by algorithm into one of 3 groups: fertile, subfertile, or infertile. There was no statistical difference among kinetic score groups and semen quality. Fertilization rates and total blastocyst yield per 10 fertilized oocytes were similar across all 3 kinetics assay groups. Importantly, yield of day 5 good quality blastocysts, abbreviated GQB, was very different. We found 2.9 times more day 5 GQB per 10 cells fertilized from ejaculates with sperm function identified as fertile when compared to infertile ejaculates. This difference was statistically significant and was due in part to the high failure rate using sperm in the infertile group. In fact, no day 5 GQB were produced in 65% of cycles using sperm from the infertile group, but only in 35% of cycles in the subfertile group, and less, 23% of cycles in the fertile group. The difference in the frequency of failure among the 3 groups was statistically significant when comparing either the fertile or their subfertile ejaculates to the infertile ejaculates. This study demonstrates that temporal analysis of FCR expressive patterns in sperm, assessed using the kinetic sperm FCR binding assay, enabled identification of ejaculates associated with an almost 3-fold higher production of day 5 good quality blastocysts. Furthermore, the kinetics assay identified ejaculates at risk of producing no day 5 good quality blastocysts. Of note, the sperm functional characteristics revealed by kinetics were irrespective of semen quality. Because the kinetics assay can also analyze cryopreserved semen samples, it is possible to identify good ejaculates prior to ICSI and cryopreserve them. Since ejaculates are quantitatively and functionally highly variable, even from the same man, now the best specimens a man can produce can be identified and banked for later use. This may significantly improve fertility outcomes and offer personalized medicine for men presenting with fertility concerns. Thank you.